Welcome back, everyone. I'm Jean Slater, founder of the Higher Guidance Life Coach Certification Program and author of Hiring the Heavens. I'm here with my dear friend, Elisa Parker.
Hi, great to be here with you.
And we're going to explain how you can decipher your life with the help of higher guidance. This is the second of a two-part presentation, each part packed with valuable information that you can use immediately to gain a greater understanding of your life. In the first presentation, we covered why it's so important to go straight to higher guidance to discover your truth and how that can save you years of frustration and grief going down the wrong road in life. What your higher guidance is and how different it is from the logical mind. Why each of us truly does have our own answers, but only if you know how to get them. How the logical mind operates and how you can use that to your advantage, as with the law of attraction. And why it often feels like you're sabotaging yourself, struggling with the same issues over and over, chained to your beliefs until, through access to higher guidance, the truth can set you free. Elisa, what did you find was the most interesting part of the first presentation?
I think the most interesting part of the presentation are how often we've been conditioned to believe the stories that we've been told growing up, and then the stories from that that we create for ourselves as believing to be true, and that we then create evidence to support the stories that literally we just made up. And that we then, so whatever we made up, I mean, we end up attracting, it shows up. So if you don't believe you're enough, then you're going to find evidence and that will start showing up. But how cool is it that we can create stories too that are really positive for ourselves, right? So if you believe that you're enough, then you will begin to see evidence that shows up around that. And the other big part, Jean, is just knowing the potential power that we have within us, that the answers are already within us, the higher guidance, that we can access this anytime. And it's our ultimate truth about ourselves. And say, I know I'm here to make a difference. What is that? What is it? And instead of thinking it's somewhere outside of yourselves, it's already within you. And part of the tools that you've been providing and showing us, Jean, is to be able to access that, to lift the veil. And wow, how great is it if we could access this so much quicker than, right? If you've had struggles, and I know I have, why would I want to struggle any longer? Why?
Right.
Why? Really? Why? It's not.
Why would you ignore that one part of you that knows?
I mean, honestly, I think the big part is, don't we want to live our life with grace and ease?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. And if you are feeling a lot of frustration, hey, connect with your higher guidance. Your higher guidance will be able to tell you what's going on and you can get to the real truth. Now, if you want to try to figure it out on your own and deal with that for the next few years, go ahead. But, you know, I suggest finding a way to connect to your higher guidance and get to the truth. Well, in this second presentation, you're going to learn about the treasure hunt that you're on and how you are constantly leaving clues for yourself all along the way. You'll learn the number one priority your higher guidance has for your life. You'll learn how you can tell the difference between the voice of higher guidance and your own thoughts, and tips for building your intuitive muscles. You'll get the guidelines of how your higher guidance delivers messages so that you won't be confused, and how you can learn more through the Higher Guidance Life Coach Certification Program. Everyone should be taught how to access their higher guidance. Higher guidance is that part of you that knows everything about you, every thought you've ever had, every experience you've ever lived, every incarnation in which you've participated, all the way back to the beginning of your soul's path. The most exciting part is that not only does your higher guidance know where you're coming from, it knows where you're going, and it knows the choices that are in your best interest, and it knows how to fulfill your purpose. By connecting to higher guidance, you'll be able to receive answers directly from the only aspect of yourself that knows the truth. Finding out the truth of the journey is the biggest adventure life has to offer. Because whether you know it or not, you're on the most fantastic treasure hunt you can possibly imagine, and you are the greatest prize of all. Our lives are really so much more interesting, and there is so much more at stake than what appears on the surface in front of us. We're on a soul journey as a creator. Each and every one of us is first and foremost, by our divine birthright, a creator. Well, what are we a creator of? We are creators of experience. And we have carefully crafted the opportunities of our life's unfolding. This is the treasure hunt of our life. And along the way, we discover who we are and how we create. We are always leaving clues to ourselves, like breadcrumbs about our journey and where to find the gems. Let me give you an example of a client that I worked with that I thought this was so interesting. Here was someone who was highly successful. In fact, he was in the motivational speaking business and up on stage in front of 2,000 people. Anyone looking at him would say, "You are highly, highly successful. You've got it all." And yet he was feeling very unfulfilled. And he was feeling as if that a lot of the things that he was saying, he really even couldn't do it for himself. It all sounded really good, but it still left him feeling empty inside. So he called me to have a Higher Guidance Life Coaching session. And again, Higher Guidance knows the fastest, most direct path to get to what's really going on. So when I tuned in, his higher guidance said that this had to do with an issue that happened some 20 years previously, and I can't remember right now what the age was, but zeroed in exactly on the age of something that had occurred when he was in corporate America. It had to do with a racial issue. Now, I can't see this person because they're on the other end of the phone, but he was black. And he said to me, "Gene, I know what you're talking about. It's kind of interesting that that came up, but I got to tell you, I've worked through that issue. I've been through therapy. I've done this. I've done that. That hasn't been an issue in my life for a lot of years. Must be something else." And yet his higher guidance was saying, "No, you haven't worked through that issue. There's more." And so I emailed him and suggested that he pick up a book called Radical Forgiveness. He explained to me what the issue was that happened those number of years ago. And I said, "Well, you need to do some forgiveness around that issue." Well, he wrote back to me and he said, "I have read Radical Forgiveness," except he mistyped it. And he said, "I've read Racial Forgiveness." So I wrote back to him and I highlighted and I said, "Do you see what you've said here? You're dropping a clue to yourself. No, you haven't read Racial Forgiveness."
Since that was a breadcrumb.
That was a breadcrumb. So we're on this journey and we're constantly dropping clues to ourselves, but most of the time we're oblivious to it, right? We just go about our daily life and don't even pay attention. Well, what if life is trying to get our attention? And sometimes we have to get hit over the head with a 2x4 before we will pay attention, right? And without the help of higher guidance, we can often feel like we're lost in a maze, going round and round and round. Why is this happening? Why does this keep going on? What do I do? You know, going round and round. My husband calls it the law of distraction because we're just going round and round and round trying to figure things out. Why not go to the one part of us that actually knows? I know that everyone listening can probably think of times where they had a goal in mind and wanted to achieve it and then got there and were empty.
Oh, totally. Corporate world, for example, and thinking, "Oh, if you know, I get this management level position at this company, this high tech company," and then actually getting there. Because we always think it's the grass might be greener on the other side, and actually working at this huge high-tech company and totally being unfulfilled with it. And I recently connected with this incredible musician named Nemo. And Nemo was like a seven-figure musician in the early 2000s, always on MTV. He had the big house. He had his entourage, beautiful women. And he realized at one point, this isn't what I signed up for. This isn't what I thought it was supposed to be. This isn't the path I'm supposed to be on. And he did like a 360 and he did this pilgrimage. And it's funny, Gene, because he's actually going to be coming up to our community. He volunteers at different ashrams and and programs for children in India. And now he's created this album that you can download for free. And it's very positive and uplifting. And he's traveling and not asking for really anything as a result. But he's like, this is my purpose. But sometimes we have to get into those places to realize, I mean, that's the gift, to be able to realize that it's not where you're supposed to be. And I know sometimes, like you said, we ignore those breadcrumbs and we keep on doing it. So, I mean, the great thing about higher guidance is you can access it so much more quicker, and by learning how to use these tools. So I don't have to keep hitting my head against the wall and thinking, why is this happening to me? Or why am I not making this much money? Maybe I'll realize it wasn't even about the money. Who knows? But until you actually tap into that to figure it out, you'll never know.
Higher guidance can be extremely practical. You can use access to higher guidance for every aspect of your life, whether it's a big ticket item like purpose in life, down to simple practical things. You know how much money higher guidance has saved me on the purchasing of books? Oh my gosh. I used to collect so many books, and I would buy them off Amazon just because I liked the title. And then there they would sit on my shelf, having gone unread. I recently had gone through all my books and took a bunch of them down to the library and donated them. And I was able to write off a huge amount because of all the, you know, bags and bags and bags. It was a whole truckload of books that I was able to take to the library. Well, in the past few years, what I've done is I thought, you know what? Higher guidance can tell me whether I really will enjoy this book or not. And so I will ask higher guidance as I'm looking on Amazon, is this a good book for me? And 9 times out of 10, higher guidance says, don't bother. Oh my gosh, I've saved so much money.
Well, and it's also good to know too, Jean, and I think you talk about this at some point, that sometimes our higher guidance, all the time, our higher guidance will reveal to us what we need to know at that time. So maybe you go for something, a job, or let's say a job, for example, right? Or you write a book and you think, well, I wrote this book and now it's not as successful, or I'm not getting the financial rewards I thought I'd get. But maybe that's part of your journey in the first place, right? That they just wanted you to write the book, or they just wanted you to try for it because it'll open up doors somewhere else. And so it's also important to not beat ourselves up when you think, well, I listened to my higher guidance and I wrote this book and then it didn't happen how I expected. Know that there's something in there.
You're exactly right. We're being led on this journey, and there's purpose, and great purpose, to every experience that we have, especially if we are following the lead of higher guidance. Like I said, higher guidance can help you out with all the little things, but also the big ticket items. What if there was great purpose to the experience in your life? What if there was a bigger picture that was overarching everything as it evolves? Wouldn't you like to know what that is? Then instead of life being aimless and happenstance, you would be able to understand the rhyme and the reason, and to see the utter wisdom in the unfolding. We all want success in whatever definition that means to us. Is it money in the bank, the beautiful house, the fantastic career, the amazing relationship? We all want that success, but if we focus first on the bigger picture from higher guidance, the success we seek will fall into place. And here's the great news. You'll be more fulfilled and at peace than you ever thought possible, even through the tough times. You see, as a creator of experience, you are trying to know the truth of something. Get this now. You are a creator of what? Experience. But why? So that you can know the truth of it. Now, let's go to Webster's definition. Some people, especially if they're younger, don't even realize what Webster is. We go online, but if you Google a definition of experience, one of the definitions is practical knowledge derived through direct participation. In other words, experience means you lived it. You now know because you lived it. How else are you going to know? So you're a creator. Creator of what? Of experience. Why? So that you can know the truth of that. As an insatiably curious creator, you'll not stop until you know every nuance of your quest to know the truth of an experience. And this is your number one priority as a creator. And of course, your higher guidance is privy to this. I was working with a client again, and this gives a perfect example. And one of her intentions and frustrations was that she wanted to create a successful business. There's a technique that we learn about in the Higher Guidance Life Coaching Program called willpower optimizing. And what that technique is about is how to look at an intention and find out if there's any yes buts that are acting like anchors on your intention. So you can say, yes, I want to this or that, but. And every time we have that but, that's like an anchor on that intention. And oftentimes these yes buts are unspoken. And meanwhile, they are holding us back from fulfilling our intention. And so it was with this particular person. Her intention, again, was to have a successful business. Where we found the yes but happened to be with her connection to the carrot, the connection to the positive things that she would get from achieving this successful business. So I asked her, well, what is it that you think you'll have when you are successful at your business? And she said, you know, that's really interesting because I've created all sorts of vision boards around it. You know, I've put pictures of the house that I could live in, the type of work that I could do, the freedom that I would have. I'll be able to work with people that I love. And, you know, she had all the good things that she imagined would be coming to her as a result of this being successful in her business. And she said, you know, I keep putting up affirmations, doing vision boards, and I can't feel it. I just can't feel it. It doesn't excite me. And I don't know why it doesn't excite me. It's weird because it all looks and sounds like it should be great. And yet I just look at it and go, ho-hum. So her higher guidance says, well, let's find out what her yes but was behind that. And come to find out, long story short, when we connected to what the truth was, the real carrot was by having this successful business, it was an opportunity through which her soul could express itself and know its own power and have experience of that. The business was simply an outlet for her to experience that and to know that of herself. That was the real carrot. And when she understood that's what she was really going for, guess what? All the other things that she had on her vision board are merely byproducts of experiencing her power. And that was the real carrot. If you have access to higher guidance, you can get to the real truth of what's going on. And we all have different themes that we're here working on trying to understand the truth of. One of my major themes of my entire life, and I can only say this now as I look back on my life and after having my higher guidance point this out to me, I can see the beauty of it and how it was all orchestrated. But one of my major themes was to learn how to question dogma and to find a way to discover truth for myself. Here's my story. I was raised for the first 20 years of my life in a cult. I know firsthand what it's like to completely give up reason to a dogma and to not question it. In fact, to be in fear of questioning it. I know what that feels like. And I left that church when I was 19 and swore off anything to do with religion, anything to do with spirituality, anything to do with God's angels. You could not even talk to me or say those words. I wanted nothing to do with it because I had lumped it all into the same category and felt that, well, I wanted to throw the baby out with the bathwater, yeah. And I did. So I turned my back on anything spiritual until I went through a pivotal moment in my 40s and everything turned around. Now, who would have ever thought that what I'm really here to do is be a spiritual teacher? I did not even see that on the radar. But only now, years later, am I able to look back at my life and see how carefully it was orchestrated, and why, if I wanted to know the truth of that experience or that thought of dogma and understanding your own truth and finding ways to access it, that I had to first understand what it was like when you can't, and first understand what it's like when you're completely programmed and unable to question, and then turning my back on all of it, and then finally coming around to understand, now this is how you can get to the real truth. So it's a thing of beauty when you can look at your life and see the orchestration and its divine path. It's amazing. So now I understand, as I look at all of my life experiences, that this is what I'm trying to uncover. And I'm constantly seeking for ways where we can uncover and connect to our deepest truth. Elisa, are you aware of one of your overarching themes?
Yeah, and you know what makes me think of, Jean, is when you work with a company, for example, and they have mission statements. And so anything you're doing in that or value statements, right? So anything you're doing in that organization, you're constantly going back to look at the value statements and the mission statement. Is this aligned with what we're supposed to be doing now? And so in connecting with my higher guidance now, and knowing for me, for example, in anything that I do, I mean, for me, my overarching theme is really around experiencing love and joy and justice. And I added justice in there recently because I think it's a huge component of just my byproduct as CJ and Do, and the love and joy is my connection that I create with others. And so now everything that I do is through that. I look at that to say, is that tapped into? Is that connected with my overall theme and purpose of sharing love and joy and justice? And if it's not, then I really step back and think, well, is that what I want to be doing now? And in looking at just the idea of justice, now when I look back and think, okay, and going through experiences growing up where, you know, and losing a home, and dealing with healthcare and dealing with, you know, loans and but all of that, still experiencing the tremendous love and support through my family and friends. It now enables me to, it makes sense, right? Because now my focus and passion with CJ and Do is really like in search of that new dream, the new American dream. I wouldn't be able to even express that if I didn't have these experiences before, like your experience and being part of a cult. So it is having value on that as well, and appreciating all these experiences that we have. And it totally makes sense. But yeah, I mean, really looking at, you know, that's the higher guidance part, is how cool is it to be able to access that, to know our overall arching themes, right? So we're not trapped in the maze somewhere. It's like your guidance point. It's your guiding star. Really?
It is. And then you can make sense of your life. You go, oh, that's why I had those experiences. And then instead of looking at that experience and wishing that perhaps it hadn't happened, you could look at it and say, how perfect. How else was I going to know?
I mean, you say too, Jean, that we experience it until we're done. And so I'm sure that's a question for you when you're thinking, I've been experiencing this struggle a lot, so when am I going to be done with this? Well, part of it is having the awareness of it. But that's the fascinating part for me. If you've been looking at patterns in your life, and then you can think, okay, I've experienced that enough now of having, maybe it's a relationship that hasn't been healthy for you, for example, or being in a struggling business, right? And that's the great thing about higher guidance, is it's going to connect you with that. And because you already have the answers within you.
It's time now to talk about how to connect to higher guidance. The first thing to realize is that this is a skill and that everybody is intuitive. You don't have to be intimidated by the thought of intuition. I have talked to many people and say, well, I'm just not intuitive. I don't have the gift. I wasn't born with it. You know, they think about psychics and well-known ones, and they say, they were obviously born with it. I'm not clairvoyant. I can't see ghosts. I can't see angels. So I just don't have that gift. But guess what? We are all intuitive. We're just not taught that, and taught how to develop that muscle. It is definitely a skill. I know that I didn't think that I was that intuitive in the beginning, and it took quite, you know, a while before me to really feel and know myself as intuitive. But believe me, you do get to a point where I think I'm extremely intuitive now. I'm very proud of being able to connect. I feel like now there's no disconnection or no separation. It's just always there. So don't be intimidated by that thought. There are really four ways that people express and experience their intuition. You can be claircognizant. Now, what that means is like you just know. You just know something. How do you know it? I don't know. I just know it. You can be clairvoyant. This is when you can actually see angels, you can see your guides, you can see energy fields and gather information that way. You can be clairsentient, where you feel it, like when you've hit it, like you've hit the nail on the head, you get the goosebumps all over and the chills and you go, oh my God, this is it. And you just, your body can actually feel it. And there's clairaudient, where you can hear a voice. I like to think of it as the thought between my thoughts. Like my head will, my logic mind will be going through a line of questioning, and all of a sudden there's a thought in between those thoughts, and that's the voice of higher guidance. How do you recognize the voice of higher guidance, Elisa?
I recognize, definitely am a feeler, for sure. I feel it, but I also hear it as well. And I, at first, when you talked about the idea of hearing it, initially, I thought, oh, hearing voices. And I thought, no, actually, now that I understand it, it's really, like you said, it's in between that place of sometimes silence, really, when your mind's quiet. So for me, right, if I'm meditating and I'm not really logically thinking of anything, and then it pops in. So that's when I talk about hearing it, that's how it'll show up for me. And obviously feeling it. And I was trying to explain it to my girls about what it's like when you are in that right place. And so describing to them about that, you know, the goosebumps or the butterflies, it's an energy for me that just shows up. It just feels fully aligned. And it's hard to explain sometimes, you know, it's hard to explain, but those are some of the ways that I am able to access higher guidance. Now, the fun part is, though, is to play with it. So there have been times when there was a moment when I was having a difficult day, and I called out to one of my grandmothers who had passed away and said, I just, you know, need a sign or something right now. And I happened to go in and I turned on music, and on came the song that we had played when she passed. And then I thought, okay, well, that's pretty incredible connection there. And then I was calling my friend. Well, I actually called the last place she lived, Hilltop Commons. I never even called that number because she had her own phone line.
Oh my gosh.
So I call and they're like, this is Hilltop Commons. I'm thinking, what? And then I said, oh, my grandma. And they're like, oh. So it's fun to play with it as well, because you never know how it's going to show up sometimes.
That's a beautiful story. I love that. Let me give you some more tips to building this intuitive muscle. First of all, you have to understand that opening up to higher guidance is going to be a relationship. You have to develop this relationship. It isn't like you talk to higher guidance once a year and that's it.
No.
You know, it's just like here on the physical plane. If you meet somebody and you have a really strong connection and you go out to lunch that day and you talk and talk and talk, can't hardly even say enough to each other, and you go, okay, let's reconnect. I can't wait till we talk again. And then you don't see that person for a whole year. Well, really, what kind of a relationship have you developed with that person? You might or might not even feel that same connection a year later. Well, it's the same with your higher guidance. Once you start opening up the door to higher guidance, this needs to be something that you connect in continually. You know, make it a daily practice. Make it something that you do throughout the day so that you can begin to develop that relationship. Create an ongoing conversation. You might feel silly at first, but do it anyway, because it's really a part of you. Your angels, your guides, it's all you. So it's really a part of yourself. So if you want to think about it that you're just talking to yourself, go ahead. You know, if that makes you feel comfortable. create that ongoing conversation, because this is how you're going to end up developing the trust in the messages you begin to receive. Start out simple with yes, no questions. Opening to intuition is as easy as asking a question. It's the first step. You have to ask a question and confine it to a really simple yes, no response. But in the Higher Guidance Life Coaching Certification Program, we go way beyond the yes-no questions. And we learn how to create an ongoing conversation where Higher Guidance can actually respond to us with words. And this is the part that I just love. We learn how to do pendulum dowsing, angel cards and other oracles, tarot, numerology, and a number of other modalities to let Higher Guidance converse with us. Elisa, what did you most enjoy learning about?
Oh my gosh, I loved learning how to use a pendulum. I use it every day now. When you talk about how often do I connect or practice in connecting with Higher Guidance, I use my pendulum all the time. You know what's funny too, Jean? I didn't have my pendulum next to me on my bedstand, but I did have my necklace with it has like a heart charm on the end. I thought, you know what? Because I've seen Deepak do it with just a paper clip and rope. I'm like, I'm going to just use it with my necklace and see what happens. And I tested it, right, with asking my name. And sure enough, it went right to yes or no. So fascinating. You know, it's not getting all high tech here. I mean, really, you can use any kind of instrument like a pendulum-like to tap into this. And I also love my guidance cards. We were just talking earlier about patterns and being able to recognize Higher Guidance. You test it. I know you've shared stories with this before, Jean, and using oracle cards, for example. You know, just recently I was getting ready for a meeting, and so I asked a question. I drew a card, and it was one of the cards said, "You already know what to do." I got a newer deck later on that day, and I asked the same question and pulled out a card that said, "You already know what to do." Clearly, I knew what to do, apparently. But I mean, I love that. It shows up all the time like that. They'll keep telling you signs. Will tell yourself these signs if you're not getting it. It's like, hello, what else do we need to tell you? So it's a lot of fun. Honestly, a lot of this, like you've talked about, the cornerstones in play is one of those. It's so important to have fun with this as well.
And it is fun.
It's totally fun.
It's entirely entertaining.
Very entertaining, yeah.
And it's so astounding because, like, with the Oracle cards, you can, as you say, get messages back that are almost verbatim in answer to your question. Sometimes you just feel goosebumps all over as you are reading the card. And as many times as this has happened for me, I still am awestruck every time that it occurs. And I go, oh my gosh, it's as if Higher Guidance came in and morphed the words on the page so that it would specifically answer my question.
Yeah.
Well, how can you tell the difference between the voice of Higher Guidance and your own mind? One of the things that you need to recognize, first of all, is there's an aspect of your mind that some people call the monkey mind. And they refer to it as that critical voice in your head that uses fear tactics and creates anxiety. It creates a lot of pressure on you by shaming or blaming or getting you some way to coerce a result, you know. That is not the voice of Higher Guidance. When we open communication to our Higher Guidance, we get direct answers to our most pressing questions. But we don't make ourselves wrong about being in pain by judging, shaming, or blaming ourselves, because we know it's just a message and that there's a purpose. Your Higher Guidance will always treat you with kindness, compassion, and the utmost respect, and will honor the magnificent being that you are. That's one of the ways that you can tell the difference between the voice of Higher Guidance and, say, the monkey mind, is because when you're talking to Higher Guidance, it's more like talking to an advisor that is simply in total respect of the magnificence that you are and saying, "Have you thought about this? And here's something else that we'd like to show you," versus perhaps that critical voice was saying, you should have done this and you should, you know, being very, very negative and coercive. Be gentle with yourself when you're talking to Higher Guidance. There's no blaming, shaming, or beating yourself up. Your higher guidance is privy to the back-end story of why you're asking a question in the first place. So even if you're going through something that's really tough and you feel like, oh my gosh, I've made a mistake here, higher guidance is never going to point its finger at you and say, you know, you're at fault. Instead, your higher guidance is going to say, you know what? Do you see the magnificence of this experience? Because this was necessary for you to know the truth of something. So of course, in your vast wisdom, you created this experience for yourself. There are guidelines for deciphering your life with higher guidance. These are things like when you start receiving and honing in on the messages that life is giving you through your higher guidance, you have to understand a few things. First thing is, you're on a need-to-know basis. And we're on a need-to-know basis here based on your understanding. And so you're going to be guided as you proceed along your journey and given exactly what you need at that time. So don't get hung up on the specific answers at that time. Rather, follow the lead of your higher guidance. So a yes doesn't necessarily mean a yes, and a no doesn't necessarily mean a no. I'll give you a really quick, simple example of how this works. I was working with a client and tapping into his higher guidance, and what his higher guidance was saying is that there was a particular health issue that was being caused by a food he was eating. And so I asked higher guidance, okay, let's narrow it down. Is it a protein? No. Is it a carbohydrate? No. Is it a fat? No. I'm going, okay, wait, what did I miss out on? So I asked again, and I said, is it a food that's causing this health problem? Yes. All right, let's try it again. Is it a protein? No. Is it a carbohydrate? No. Is it a fat? No. Well, what did I miss? And all of a sudden, higher guidance said, it's no particular food, but any food that he cooks in a microwave oven. So if I had gone with the first responses, that would have been very confusing to me. And I would have thought, oh, I'm really off. I'm certainly not hearing the voice of higher guidance. This is so confusing. But stick with it. Follow the lead of higher guidance, and you'll finally get to what higher guidance is trying to tell you. Another guideline for deciphering your life with higher guidance is to understand that you cannot go beyond the choices that you don't understand. As you mentioned before, Elisa, that we do experience situations over and over and over again until we can get sufficient understanding. Now, if we are creators of experience so that we can know the truth of that experience, why in the world would we quit when we're halfway through? If we haven't understood everything it is that we need to know about that experience, why would we quit? That's one of the reasons we came here. So we're not going to stop. We are insatiably curious creators, and we will continue to experience something over and over until we can know the truth of it. By asking and tuning into higher guidance, though, we can get advice about how we can move through something quicker and embrace the experience and know the truth of it more fully so that we can quickly mark that one off our list.
That's the key thing, I think, essentially, right?
Yeah.
We all have our experiences that we're here to experience. And by tapping into your higher guidance, man, if you could be aware of it and move through it so much quicker, then you wouldn't necessarily have years and years and years of enduring it. So important.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I have a little dog, and he plays this game where he jumps up on the love seat that we have in our kitchen area, and we have a little dog rug on there so that he lays on that. Well, he jumps up on there with a ball in his mouth and hides the ball under the little carpet pad. And then he begins to dig for it, as if he has no idea where this ball is. And he furiously digs for that ball. And occasionally he'll take his mouth and he'll pull back the corner of the carpet and say, oh, yep, there it is. And then he'll cover it up again and begin to dig for it. And this is very entertaining to him. Well, guess what? We're just like that. You see, throughout our life's journey, this really is a fantastic treasure hunt to discover who we are and how we create. And the funny thing is, we've hidden these gems, like my dog's ball. We've hidden them all over the place. And then we go looking for them. And when we find them, sometimes we go, oh, yeah, I see that ball there. I remember where that is. And then we cover it up again. And I can tell you that there has been times in my life where I've come to a big aha moment, and it's so pivotal, and I realize, oh, that's the truth of this experience. I get it. I've got it. And then a year later, I've hidden that, and I've gone looking for it again, and when I find it, it's as if it's brand new all over again.
Yeah.
But what happens is that I now know it at an even deeper level. Have you had that experience?
Totally, yes.
And it is entertaining, just like it's entertaining for my dog. Believe it or not, it's entertaining for us. And another key principle about all of this is that truth is a moving target. Truth is specific to the moment. It's what is true at that time. We need to let truth evolve because you're evolving. So when you come to know the truth of something, if you try to hold on to it and say, this is it, this is the truth of this particular subject, and you are not allowing that to evolve, believe me, higher guidance will shake you out of that, because truth can only evolve just as you do. You know, a simple example of that would be when a little child comes to ask mommy and daddy, where do children come from? Is the parent going to really explain the truth of that to this five-year-old child? No. The truth is going to be what that child can understand at that moment. If that child believes whatever is told to them at that time, still when they're in their 20s, I mean, I'm being facetious here because by that time, certainly this child knows different. But if they were trying to hold on to that truth, obviously life is going to have to shake them up a bit and say, you've got to let truth evolve here. All right. So we have learned about connecting with higher guidance and some of the principles and guidelines for the messages that higher guidance will be able to send to you. There are some really great questions that you can ask of higher guidance. The great questions that I am a fan of are, what am I trying to know the truth of in this experience? What do I need to do to fully embrace this experience? What is the gift from this experience? What insights do I yet need to gain from this experience? Can I get a clue?
That's always a good one.
That's, you know, when I come to the point where I'm just like throwing up my hands, I go, okay, higher guidance, give me a clue. Throw me a bone here. Well, I hope you've gained a greater understanding through these presentations and learned why it's so important to go straight to higher guidance to discover your truth. You've learned what your higher guidance is and how different it is from the logical mind, and why each of us truly does have our own answers, but only if you know how to get them. And you've learned that the connection to higher guidance will help you find the rhyme and the reason of the events in your life and help you decipher your journey. You've learned guidelines for how your higher guidance delivers messages, and that you are always dropping clues to yourself like breadcrumbs. Your higher guidance is the fastest and most direct path to your truth. And the Higher Guidance Life Coach Certification Program is all about that. It teaches you about the journey you are on to discover who you are and how you create through your connection to the one aspect of you that knows your higher guidance. And that's the promise of this program. First and foremost, it's to teach you how to tap into your higher guidance as your constant companion for self-discovery. And it will focus on many techniques to help you explore where your life and soul meet. And secondly, it's to give you the tools you need to create an exhilarating and rewarding career as a higher guidance life coach, so that you'll be able to provide the quickest, most accurate, and relevant counsel for your clients. What a high. And I always say that if you can do it for yourself, you can do it for others. So whether you are going on to make a career of this or not, what this course will teach you is skills and techniques that you can use for your entire life. This has been my key to my journey and purpose to create this program. I can see how every step of the way I have gained knowledge to pass on to you through this Higher Guidance Life Coaching Program. You'll even get the advantage of my knowledge as a natural health practitioner because I know firsthand the power of mind, body, and spirit and the connection, and I can explain to you how all of it works together. Take a moment to click on the link below and learn more about this amazing program. There's nothing else like it. It's metaphysical, spiritual, enlightening, and transformational, and it's a journey that we all deserve. So thank you, Lisa, for joining me on this presentation. Any final thoughts on the value of a program like the Higher Guidance Life Coach Certification Program?
There's really no other program I've ever come across that is comprehensive as the program that you've created, Jean. And it's literally been transformational for me. And I guess just on final thoughts with it, it's knowing that you were born with everything you need to know. I mean, you're born with the answers. So Higher Guidance is really you. And there are so many beautiful, intricate components of who you are. And wouldn't you want to discover those, right? Wouldn't you want to discover your ultimate truth to live your best and fullest life? I know for me, the answer was yes. And so I can't recommend a program like the Higher Guidance Life Coach Program more than anything I've ever really participated in and shared with the extraordinary women that I've been connecting with as well. Nothing, there's really nothing like it, Jean.
I agree. And I can tell you that without feeling like I'm boasting, because this was given to me by my higher guidance. And I was the channel through which this is being brought into physical form. And I can say I'm in awe of it. I'm just, you know, like, wow, my higher guidance rocks. Well, I want to tell a quote from St. Augustine back in 399 AD. I can't remember what the year was it was, but he said, people travel to wonder at the height of the mountains, at the huge waves of the seas, at the long course of the rivers, at the vast compass of the ocean, at the circular motion of the stars, and yet they pass by themselves without wondering. You are on a journey of discovery. It's a treasure hunt, and you are the greatest prize of all. When you deliberately open the door to being guided, your life shifts to a grand adventure with amazing things happening around every corner. By connecting to higher guidance, you'll receive answers directly from the only aspect of yourself that truly knows, with such astounding accuracy that you'll be awestruck. Finding out the truth of the journey is the biggest adventure life has to offer. Whether you realize it or not, you're on the most fantastic treasure hunt you can possibly imagine, and you are the greatest prize of all.